podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised. I'm giving you up, I'm forgiving it all. You set me free. Send my love to you.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed. So special tonight.
Bonus episode.
Bonus, but this is like episode 33?
33, but I feel like this would be 32 and a half.
Why 32 and a half?
Because we're in denial, we're turning 33.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this was just like an impromptu, so it's like a bonus episode.
Total impromptu, dude. Total impromptu.
We don't really even have notes.
No, we really
don't. Well, we have some notes, but we'll get into that.
Right. We're winging. Mm-hmm. We do have some notes, and we do kind of know where this is going.
Yeah.
So there's myself. Hi. And we have B-Side.
What up?
And it's just us two tonight.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night.
It's Friday. I don't have no job. No, just kidding. I got a job.
It's Friday. And you were going to go up, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And I had absolutely nothing to do.
I was going to go see the runaround, but I'm broken. So, you know.
You're broken.
My plans changed.
Yeah.
But I got a mudslide out of the deal, so.
Yes. Woo-hoo. But I have another pitcher in there.
No, we got mason jars. We're going
to mason. Yeah, we're going to be
hipster as fuck.
Yep, we're going to put on the mason jars. Now we'll just do shake it.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Because I forgot my wallet and I don't have change today.
I did I was going to do, so I went to Tono for the first time tonight. Had their mozzarella salad, absolutely out of this world, melted in my mouth. Great. It was awesome. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. There's cheese melting in your mouth. It's just...
Gross.
What? It's like pizza. It's like hot cheese melting in your mouth.
But it wasn't hot.
Well... Okay. Well, pizza works too. Live a little, damn it, Alicia.
And then I did drive by the hotel because I wanted to go up to that bar and kind of just sit there and maybe have another app there, but they're having a wedding.
It's wedding season.
It's wedding season, so I decided to, you know, keep driving. And then I just went around to Katrina's and got myself the Salmon Caesar, which I always get when I go there. And then I'm like, all right.
Do you need a pause?
Oh, what? Because Tyler's calling me?
Yeah.
This ought to be... This could be interesting, though. Hello? Hello? Hey, I'm in the middle of taping a podcast. What's up?
Oh, yes. Oh, this is a nice announcement. Guess what's tonight?
What, baby?
Guess what's tonight?
What's tonight?
The new girl meets world at 8:30.
The new girl meets world at 8:30?
Yeah, with Sean in it.
No way!
Tiger King strong!
Yeah.
Yay! Alright, well, we have a DVR, so I'm so excited.
Are you recording? Yes. Hello, people.
Hello. This is Tyler calling in. Okay, yeah, it's going to be recorded.
Okay.
Alright, thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
Alright.
Bye.
Can we talk about Ryder King Strong for a minute?
Oh my god.
I was obsessed with him. I actually have a sticker in a old journal that I still kept.
Yeah.
That's in like one of my treasure chest kind of things, like my time capsule box. And it's a sticker of Ryder Strong. Because was obsessed, my hetero life mate, Rachel, was obsessed with Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and I was obsessed with Ryder Strong.
Oh my god, I love him.
And I have a coworker that actually has met him on several occasions.
Yeah, you said that.
And he's a really chill guy.
Yeah.
And stuff, but people still freak out around him.
Oh my god.
And he's like, I don't understand it, but...
So for those that, that are listening, especially probably for our
secret listeners.
Secret listeners and
that
older.
That might be of certain ages.
Yeah. Thank you. That's so good.
Older or younger, because, you know, millennials.
Well, the millennials should know Girl Meets World.
Yeah, but I don't think your cousin John would know Girl Meets World.
Probably
he's a millennial.
Not. So. Probably not. So, growing up in the 90s, we had Boy Meets World, which had Ben Savage on it, and Ryder Strong, and Topanga. What's her real name?
Danielle
Fisher. Fischel.
Yes.
And so anyway, we were obsessed with that show, which was totally awesome. And of course, my kids are rerun kids, so my kids have seen all of the reruns of Boy Meets World. Well, the Disney Channel came out with Girl Meets World.
Because we are in the years of remakes now, because no one has originality.
But this one was awesome, where Topanga and Corey had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that is amazing. And their girl, Riley, and they have little boy, Augie, and now they live out their life.
Augie. God, I haven't heard that name.
His real name in real life is August or Augustus. Augustus. It's one of those.
It's gotta be Augustus.
So whatever it is, Augie in the show is really funny because that's his probably his real nickname in real life. So anyway, Girl Meets World comes on. It doesn't even matter. Anyone that was obsessed with Boy Meets World is going to be obsessed with Girl Meets World.
I didn't.
Sorry,
get into it. I felt weird because
oh
you
my
know
God, it was amazing.
33-year-old woman watching
nope.
Girl Meets World.
Nope, I don't have shame. No shame.
I just got through Fuller House the other day for the 13 episodes.
Oh my God,
I finally got through all of it. It's awful.
No, it's awesome. I can't wait for season two. So anyway, Girl Meets World, Tyler, we have a DVR, and it's something that Tyler and I watch together. Like, there are certain shows that Tyler and I watch together,
mm-hmm.
and I usually wait for him to watch them, you know, when he gets home. But son of a bitch, last time, he went ahead and watched Little People Big World without me and the other Girl Meets World without
don't
me.
Don't you hate
so
that?
So Tyler just called me to tell me that there's a brand new Girl Meets World on tonight at 8:30, and it's really funny. All the Girl Meets Worlds are on every Friday. So anyway, we just had a long tangent on Girl Meets World. But that's
well,
why Tyler...
Boy Meets World was on TGIF
yes.
back in the day on
oh,
ABC.
Yeah.
Which
so
is
now they're kind of doing
thank God it's Friday.
Yes, I love TGIF.
Yes. Yeah. Which, you know, I feel like this whole conversation that or the preempt that we were going to do anyway just
would have
worked
been perfect.
No, this all works perfectly anyway. I think it all works perfectly. Was it 4 or 5 years ago? I was in Austin, Texas, and I was in a bathroom. Super random. Like
I was in a bathroom.
I was in a bar, and I went into a certain stall, and it was a year after, like, my really good friend had passed away. And he had lived in Austin. And I walked into the stall and there was graffiti. Only one thing written on the wall and it was a heart and it said Corey plus Topanga.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God, he's here. He's here with me. I'm like, because why would I have gone into that? Like,
right.
What are the odds that I was thinking of him throughout the day, you know, in the places that he could have gone and the places he had been and walked into that stall and like, what are the chances of that? And that was, like, one of my first Instagram photos was, like, the heart that says Corey plus Topanga. I just, maybe I'll have to binge watch it. I'm still trying to get through the season, The Wire, so, you know, no judgment, Craig. Because Craig listens to this, right?
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
No. I don't
but
think
I'm just
so.
Saying it anyway, because, you know.
Just in case. Just in case that one moment that Craig tunes in.
Or maybe Joey will, like, report back to him. Although Joey's probably tuned out by now.
Oh, I'm sure Joey's tuned out by now.
Bank on it.
There's no way. We're only 9 minutes in. There's no way Joey is still invested
in this gentlewoman's bet, like, that is exactly
yeah,
what
he's no longer invested in this podcast.
I don't think anyone's invested in this podcast, but we don't care. We got mudslides.
We got mudslides.
Yes.
So I went to therapy this week.
You did.
I did. Hence my opening song. But so my therapist thinks. Well, so maybe suggests that maybe I have an anger issue.
You don't say.
And so, which that's weird. No.
No.
So I have to do an
anger. You know that I've lived in fear of you for like, I don't know, 17 years.
I think
years.
That's so weird. I'm not. And then you met me.
And then I met you.
And then you got to know me.
Yes.
And is there anything to be scared of?
There are moments.
No. See? Like, I don't get this. Like, why? Like, I am the nicest. You know I'm the nicest person on this planet.
Yeah, but when
just
you...
Just don't cross me.
Well, don't cross anybody. That's the point. Like, of course everyone's going to be nice until you cross them. And that's when the problem happens.
But I just take it.
But you're not an angry person, like, all the time.
No.
This is like...
I'm a situational angry person.
I mean, I sound like an angry person all the time, but I'm very thoughtful and I'm a very kind person and I'm a sweetheart. But a lot of the times, you know, there's certain things that I will outburst because people are stupid and I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
So
that's gonna get old.
So now I'm doing it. So she wants me to do an anger log, which I only have one thing in there so far.
Which is healthy. I mean, journaling, even journaling is super healthy.
I do journal in...
But you don't talk about your anger
in text form and then send them.
No, 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 no. That is not going to work. That does not
help. I know, I'm trying. So she has this book. So for everyone that's listening, I actually, you know, strongly, I've just been started to read this book, and it's actually really cool. It's really awesome. It's called Forgive for Good by Fred Luskin, and he has actually a series of self-help books, and I'm excited to keep reading it. And I'm sure I'll have a lot of aha moments, just like that book you had me read, How to Be a Badass. Had a lot of aha moments in there. So I'm just kind of channeling back and just kind of, you know, listening to all them. So kind
yeah,
of excited.
Yeah, there's another book that I read back in the, maybe last year or 2 years ago, called The Angry Diet, or The Anger Diet. And it was like, I don't really think this is going to work. And oh my God, the floodgates just, like, I started writing and I wrote like 7 or 9 pages and it just came out of nowhere. It just opened like so many things. Like, and then you read back and you're like, fuck, like, what? Why was I even angry about this? Yeah. You know, because there were situations in my life that, you know, probably needed to be expressed, and I didn't go to therapy for.
See,
pay for therapy.
I think therapy. No.
But I feel like going and actually seeking help,
yeah,
versus just trying to read books and stuff about it.
I'm doing both, so we're actually gonna do our therapy sessions around this book.
Perfect.
Because it's 9 steps, like, you know how like there's 12 steps in AA.
Yeah.
There's 9 steps to this forgiveness. I've read them all yesterday. I'm at step 1. I don't even know how I'm gonna get past step 1.
You're
like
it's
gonna be such a process, and so my therapy is gonna be around this forgiveness and going through the 9 steps. And I'm like, oh, this is gonna take a while. I can see.
Yeah, but if it's gonna take a while, it's gonna take a while, and that's what's gonna benefit you.
But I don't know if you know this, but I'm not patient.
Yeah, no, I know
and,
that. I definitely know
I'm a
that.
Control freak.
Yep.
I'm trying to loosen up on that as well. I feel that if I went to therapy years ago, I probably feel like I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in today. I feel like my mind all goes to shoulda, woulda, coulda. And you can't think that way. You
can't
play
the
shoulda, coulda,
woulda game.
And you can't play that game. But my mind is like, my mind just plays fucking tricks on me.
Well, the thing is that you're still going through something. It's still fresh. It's still new. Just like your cousin John said on episode 32, that every moment has its purpose. You may not know it then. You may not know it now. But in time, you will. Right. I was actually talking about our episode 32 today with my coworkers. And I had said, you know, that when I was 26, I was with someone that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. You know, my life was going to go to this, and I was going to be married, I was going to have kids. Like, that was the plan. That was what was in both of our heads. Didn't work out. From the age 27 to the age 29, I was heartbroken. I was like, this is not, my life should be this. I should have children by now. I should be married by now. Turn 30, I'm like, fuck that noise. Bullshit. I'm out. Like, I'm so glad that worked out the way it did, because look where I am.
Right.
You know, and granted, you know, other life changes or life had, or the universe had other plans for me. And I'm now coming to terms with, I'm here for a reason.
Right.
And it is hashtag Summer Bridget. So, you know.
Yeah.
Granted, today was supposed to be an epic night, but I fucked myself up last night and I got myself hurt. So, you know, old lady gonna take a break.
I had a late night last night and I'm feeling it today.
What?
I had a late night.
I thought you said you had a light night. I was like,
no, I had a late night.
I was like, why would you?
I had a late night.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No. Just, you know, just out and just talking and time passed and because I worked.
Okay.
Am I gonna have to look back at our? Because I did have a couple of topics.
You did. You actually were talking about if you saw someone hot as fuck walking into a grocery store, do you take a photo of them? My answer is yes, and you did not do it.
No, I feel weird. How are we going to take pictures of people?
That's the whole point. What's the whole point of, like, Snapchat?
But they were walking.
So?
Video it?
Who gives a fuck? Take a photo.
Take a photo?
Take a photo of them.
I was like, too busy going, I was too busy looking at
them. Well,
going,
you should
oh
have picked
God.
Up your jaw. I was gonna say your drawers. We got everyone back. Pick up your jaw and snap a photo and be like, is this not the hottest dude you've ever seen in your life? So I could also enjoy, because clearly now I'm sitting here thinking of Ryder Strong and I'm like, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Good. We're also here doing an impromptu podcast at 8:12 on a Friday night.
Yeah.
So we're cool.
I feel like, I mean, you know, I don't want to bring a downer because I feel like every fucking podcast we have to bring up, like, something. But I feel
we're
like...
We're going to be a downer in a minute after in our next topic.
This fucking week was heavy, man. It's fucking heavy out there.
Yeah.
I mean, even John, we were talking about this the other day with John about, like, all these, like, things and guns and it's just fucking sad and scary. And, you know, it's a, you know, you want to help. You want to talk to people. You want to say things. And it's like, I feel like social media, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right.
And if you do, well, it's like, well, you're just saying this, blah, blah, blah. How is it that you're going to say this about this, but not about that? And it's like, there's no, like,
you can't talk about everything.
It's a vicious circle. And it's just like, I actually took Facebook off my phone for a while because
oh, you took it off your phone?
I couldn't look at it. I couldn't look at the news. You know, I feel like every fucking week I have a group of friends that are fucking hurting. Like, it's, I feel like it's, you know, it's awful. It's awful out there. But, you know, seeing the responses coming from, like, celebrities and rappers and athletes right now and stuff like that, you know. And even the I listened to a lot of NPR today. And listening to interviews of, you know, leaders of the Black Lives Matter coalition and stuff like that, you know, talking about some stuff. It's like, damn. Like, we're getting it, you know. I mean, we're all trying to work on this, but at
VH1,
the moment,
did you see on Instagram, VH1 posted?
VH1?
VH1.
VH1 or
yeah.
V?
VH1. The TV?
Say it again.
VH1.
VH1.
Pop-up videos.
I thought you kept saying VH1. I'm like, what the fuck is VH1?
VH1.
Okay.
Do you remember that? It used to be like MTV.
Yeah, I'm well aware of what VH1 is. Love and Hip Hop. I got it.
Got it? Pop-up video.
Yeah, I got that too.
They posted on their Instagram today. I thought this was pretty bold of such a big empire, but it's hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty bold of them.
Why is it bold?
I mean,
do we want to get into this? I mean,
no, I don't want to get into it, but
we can get into it another day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just thought it was like, you know, I don't know.
No, I think, here's the thing, everybody.
You know what I mean?
Black Lives Matter. I don't want to say all lives matter, but right now, the focus is on the Black Lives Matter movement. Right now, and pretty much life matters. Life matters. Violence does not solve.
Right. Why can't everything say hashtag life matters?
It could, but you know, it's just like it's a double-edged sword. You know, it's a real tough kind of area for us to get into. Because it also comes into politics, and you know, we're not allowed to talk about
politics.
We're
not doing it. Yeah, we're not going.
But you know, it's like blue lives matter, this, that, and whatnot. So you know, I think human race violence does not solve violence. An eye for an eye does not. Mahatma Gandhi said, "An eye for an eye just makes everyone blind." Like
right.
This was a off thing. There's still reports coming in. Things were so chaotic. Trevor Noah of The Daily Show, who replaced Jon Stewart, said, you can be pro-cop and pro-black. You can still do that. Just because you're pro-cop does not mean you're anti-black or anti-Asian or anti-gay or this, that, and whatnot. But it's, you know, I've been watching my friends' news feeds and they're struggling. Like, I'm like, shit, I just got done with, you know, one group of friends starting to heal, and then this shit just happens again. And we don't know the whole story, and I'm not going to get fully into it, but right now, we are having a shitty week here in America, and we are having an awful 2016.
And we shouldn't be hating on fellow Americans when we have other issues in the world trying to get into America, to break America up. So if America's gonna break up America, then all the other countries are gonna be like, fuck, we don't need to go in and do anything with that. They're gonna fuck up themselves, so it doesn't matter.
I've said this before. Who needs terrorists and who needs ISIS when we're just gonna kill each other?
Right.
Like, who needs...
That's like, who needs friends when you...
Who needs friends or who needs enemies when you have friends? I don't know.
There's that who need... Like, when you say to somebody, who needs friends when you have... Who needs enemies with friends like you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
But, you know, we couldn't go past this... We couldn't have this bonus episode without talking about it and being insensitive.
But that's what's happening
ignorant to what's happened.
Right.
Because, obviously, you know, you're a topical podcast... Week by week, you talk about things, and I feel like every week we talk about something heavy.
And that's so, because
it's
that's
it's
because that's happening. It's, that's because that's what's been happening.
It sucks. It's a reality that I don't think any of us were expecting.
Right.
And we thought we were all moving forward. And
right.
And actually, I put on my time hop today that 6 years ago today, Johannes Messerli, who was a Bay Area transit cop, our rapid transit cop, shot an unarmed kid in the back, thinking it was his taser. And he was given involuntary manslaughter, and they rioted in Oakland, and I was working in Oakland. And it was probably, besides what happened to my office and myself, it was probably one of the scariest days I had worked in Oakland, because there were riots everywhere.
That's scary. Riots are scary.
Yeah, and a lot of these protests happened peacefully, and then something.
But a lot of them don't.
Right, but a lot of what the movement is trying to do peaceful protests, and what happened last night was
clearly
beyond
not
what they were expecting. That was not what they were expecting. They condemn whoever did it. You know, which they're still getting information on. Mm-hmm. So
that's great.
So, yeah.
So,
if we haven't lost anyone now, we're good.
All right. Well, if you're still listening 24 minutes in, and if you're like, oh, fuck, that shit's heavy, well, you're just about to hear our next segment. So many podcasts back. Bridget, as you know, we talked about how Bridget has made me a series of mixed CDs, not mixed tapes. Everyone remember, cassettes are no
longer
around.
Still in business if you need one. Anyone needs one. Oh, right. That's because I advertised my mixtape business and that podcast never aired.
Oh yeah, that's gonna air at some point. Like, lost episode.
Maybe in like September.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe we're getting to step 5.
I don't think I'm ever getting past step 1.
Don't say that. You have confidence in yourself.
I'm trying.
You'll be fine.
I'm trying.
You'll be fine.
Step 1. So, anyway, Bridget is like, you know, and then we talk, you know, and I'm huge into music. Music is my life. Music, everybody has a story, and there's no song that can't tell your story, really. I mean, everyone can find this, you know, a song to tell. So anyway, we were talking about having, like,
A 90s off,
because 90s is our, you know, is our main thing that we're in love with. And then tonight, Bridget said, why don't we do a breakup song off? So, we're not going to do... Well, actually, we could have done the 90s, but I didn't prepare
for it. Someone was ill-prepared because she hasn't been planning the
90s. Not for nothing! Not for nothing.
Double negative. Continue.
Not for nothing. Bridget has her fucking laptop in front of her. So, she has her fucking playlist.
Excuse me. It's to the side. Thanks. To the left.
It's to the left.
It's to the left.
It's to the left. So, she has it. So, here I am. I have to go on it. I have to go on YouTube to look up mine, so I had to write mine down, the ones I wanted in this breakup song. So neither one of us know what we are gonna play.
We call this musical battleship. Wow, I struggled on that last word. I'm not sure why, because I'm not drunk. Please, muscle relaxers, just kick in. Just kidding, I don't have those. What, Advil? Okay.
So, all right, so we're going to do our music off.
We're going to do our music off. We're going to see how this works. And if this, you know, goes horribly wrong, we'll be more prepared for our 90s off. But Samantha Barrett, I know you're going to listen. And you can definitely be the judge of this, the next round, or comment. Anyone that has comments, please feel free. So, Alicia, you can start.
Okay, I'm gonna start.
Okay.
All right. So, are we gonna talk? So,
you want to
going through the? Are we going through the rules? Like, what's happening here? So, am I gonna talk about why I picked this song, or am I gonna talk about? Or no? Like, is that what you want to do?
We can do that. You can also
or just give a sentence for it
and be like, why wouldn't this be like or one not of the best exactly songs?
Okay. So, actually, this song is pretty new. I mean, I have, in my list, I have a lot of different genres. I have a lot of different eras because I love music of every era. So, this one is brand new. This one is just out in the last few weeks. And I've been obsessed with it. Tyler's been obsessed with it. And so, am I going to play it and then say who it is after?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. So, you can give them credit.
Okay. All right. All right. So, I'm first.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I hate that. Kiss against my lips, now all this time is passing by, but I still can't seem to tell you why. It hurts me every time I see you, realize how much I need you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you, don't want to, but I can't. All right, so that's my first, and that's Nosh with Olivia O'Brien with I Hate You, I Love You. Mm-hmm. And that is actually one of my, like, absolute favorite songs right now.
What?
You ready? Ready?
I'm ready, son?
Ready? Bring it, Bridget.
I was trying to Snapchat. Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, because I have two versions of this song.
Of course you do, because you have your laptop in front of you, bitch.
Fuck your face, I would still pull this up. I'm not even going to shake the can for this. This is, unfortunately, the dance version, because I feel like the cover would not work. But we're going with this song right here. Oh, God. Thank you. And for those people who got past the EDM, that is Toni Braxton's Unbreak My Heart.
I feel like a drag queen's done that.
Several times.
Yeah. So when you played it like that, I'm like, oh, here we go. Drag queen's definitely done this one.
I have the Weezer cover, so it's like, meh. Like, what do you want? But also, not only, like, breakup songs don't have to be super sad that you're ugly crying, like, that you're literally almost vomiting. You also need to, like, dance it out. That's what I feel.
So we're going to dance it out.
We could. I got a playlist for that, too.
All right. So this next one, we are bringing it back to mid-2000s.
I think this
one is probably, yeah, this might be 2008 or 9. You tell me when you hear it.
Okay.
We're just dying. Oh, I just killed you on that one, Bridgie.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes, I did. That was fucking by Iman. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, then, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
What you coming with now, bitch? You never believe it's on my list, because when you started playing Boys to Men,
okay,
this is exactly what I was going to play next.
Motherfucker! Welcome for me assisting you on that one.
No, I had it. It's on my list. Mm. Bitch, there's my list.
Okay.
It was on my list.
And we also talked about this a long time ago, how I was, like, my fourth grade crush. Like, that was my song, and I was obsessed with it, and I wrote the lyrics to it and sent it to him as a love letter, and he made fun of me severely.
Yes, that was, like, in one of the episodes.
Yeah, struggled. So, well played there, Miss Alicia.
Thank you,
well
thank you. Played.
Okay. Well, then we're just going to go with this.
We just snapchat each other.
So ridiculous. We are so ridiculous. I can't believe we just, like,
yep, we did that.
Seriously just snapchatted.
Yep,
both of us. So,
and I snapchatted, you snapchatted.
And I, yep. Well, you know, if you follow us, because no one's listening to this.
All right, this next one. It's awesome. You, I think you just got Sam on that one. That Sam loves Backstreet Boys.
That's 98 Degrees.
Bitch. I mean, 98 Degrees. Sorry. Woo! And I do know 98 Degrees. It was my wedding song.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. And you know. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me.
Tell me. I just like it to get to the chorus. Just hold me close. Don't patronize. Here we go. Don't patronize. And here we go. It's my divorce song. 'Cause I can make you love me if you don't. Love it.
Yep.
Do that, bitch. Do okay. That one.
All right. Well.
You gonna one up me on that one?
Yep.
Okay. Ah, oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson.
No.
That's not Debbie Gibson.
What the fuck? Stop talking about artists you don't know shit about.
No, is it Tiffany?
No. Stop it. Right now. It's the Bengals. Oh, yeah! You're ridiculous. I'm done. I can't with you right now. Fuck you.
Sorry.
This is why I would always win the 90s off, because you'd be like, is this Two Live Crew? No. It's fucking, like...
Oh, my God.
Fucking Blackstreet. Shit.
Oh, my God. All right. But you know what? I'm not completely off. Because
why are you not prepared? Like, do you not?
Because I was just Snapchatting.
You should have had this song lined up. Aren't you looking at your list?
I do. I just did. But I was Snapchatting. Like I said, I don't have it readily available. What minute are we on? We're on 37.
Oh, yeah. People totally have tuned out. Hi, Sam.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. There we go. Yes, Heart of the Matter, Dawn Henley. Yes. This is the song I started singing in the middle of therapy the other day. Oh, you know who else we're going to have for a listener tonight?
Who?
Kate Foley. She's all into this shit. She loves music.
Oh, well.
Kate's going to be all into
it. You're going to need to listen to this.
She'll be number two. She'll be number two that will listen
to
this.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. We've been together for a long time, baby. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Please don't go, girl. That was Nicole on the Block.
Yes.
I know it was.
Congratulations. Is it like you knew my poster?
Oh my goodness. All right. This is going to bring you way back.
Back into time.
Love this. That's it. Do this. Oh, we totally lost like Joey a long time ago. This is I have an idea. Yeah, Joey, I'm just be like, Joey, don't even look at it. Don't even listen. We're at 40 minutes in actually.
Well, shit, we got good time. I don't care. We're going. We keep going.
We got good time going on.
We got time.
All right, here we go. Here's mine. Why? Where's my?
Oh.
Come on, I want my... Oh, here we are. Put my ringtone on. Okay. Jesus
that's about
yes
right?
Bitch,
do you know who that's about?
Who?
Dave Coulier.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, because Alanis and him dated.
So there you go, there's an angry breakup song.
This one makes me ugly girl cry, even though like I don't, I'm usually the one that breaks up with people. It's a real thing.
Now who's that?
Al Green.
Okay.
Wait, the chorus is coming. This is what hurts.
This is on one of my
yes.
On one of my CDs.
Amazing at lip syncing tonight.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
our Snapchats are off the hook.
We should be lip sync battling. Like one,
but no one can see us lip sync battle.
Snapchat?
Well, we are Snapchatting all of our lip sync battles.
No one
right
knows
now.
What's happening on our Snap stories right now.
No.
My boss's wife lives for my Snap stories.
Oh God.
Like she came into the office today and she's like, "Hey, how was your weekend?" I was like, "Really good. How was yours?" She goes, "Good, but I know yours was better." I was like, "How do you know that?" She's like, "I watch your Snapchat." Oh my God, I have a Snapchat response happening right now.
Get out.
Goodbye. Wait, what does it say? Goodbye song. Oh, no, I'm not telling you.
What?
Thanks, Jen Manson. Thank you.
Who's that?
A coworker.
Talia watches all my Snapchats.
Is she going to have like existential crisis about this? Are you looking at my Snapchat right now?
No, mine, because I wanted to see Talia looked at mine. Talia looked at mine.
Okay, what's your next one?
Right.
What you got? What
here
you
we
got?
Go.
What you got?
Oh, speaking of Kate Foley, that's Kate Foley right there.
Hi, Kate Foley. Caitlin. What you got, Caitlin?
I know. Kate with... Oh, my God. During the 90s off, she's got to be on it, because she'll rap. You should have a rap off with her.
I'm not very good at rapping, but I could play rap songs like nobody's business.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Oh, Jesus Mary. You can't play the Adele card. That your dreams came true.
So shy, they lie. There's Tyler calling again.
Oh, man.
All right, let's see what Tyler has to say. Hi, Tyler.
How are you?
I'm at home doing a podcast. What are you doing?
You're still doing a podcast?
Yeah. What is your deal?
Yeah, we're 45 minutes in. What's up?
That's a long podcast.
Well, the last one we did was an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. So, something, like, amazing just happened that I knew that would happen.
Like what?
I want to tell you so bad.
Okay, oh, well, you're on the phone, and we're on it. So, go ahead, tell me what happened.
If you don't want her to know, or you don't want the podcaster to know, walk away.
Okay, go ahead.
What happened is, the girls found a picture of Sean and Maya's mom on the wall, and Vero's asked, what's that? And Sean said, that's our first date.
Are you telling us what's happening on
Are you spoiling? Are you doing a spoiler alert on Girl Meets World right now?
What?
Are you giving me a spoiler alert right now on Girl Meets World?
No.
You're totally telling me what's happening in the episode I haven't even watched yet.
No.
Oh, you totally are.
You are interrupting our breakup challenge for this?
Okay, all right, so you just totally gave me a spoiler alert on the new show. Yeah.
You
should have
told me no.
Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea that you were going to come out with that.
Oh, teenagers. Swear to God.
Oh, Tyler. Oh, Tyler. All right, well, I'll watch since you're watching. See, you know what we just talked about in the podcast? How you watch things without me. And look, you're watching the brand new episode without me right now.
Yeah, it's on.
All right, then I'll be watching it after this podcast, which is over very shortly, even though we probably have no listeners at this point.
Because you answered two friggin' phone calls.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
No! What's happening? Oh my God! Die!
Oh my God! Oh my God! We got so much going on right now. All right.
All right. Shit. Okay, so we're gonna go to my song now. Now that I've been rudely interrupted.
Sorry.
Oh my God! I get to stop. Oh! You're gonna play? Really? All right. I'm judging you.
Don't judge me.
Oh, I'm judging. Bow down, bitch. Bow down.
Fuck you!
These four walls closing more every day. I'm dying outside.
What you got?
Fuck you, bitch.
What you got?
That was a good one.
Are you pretty amazing. Are you going to try and play John Legend's All of Me right now after I play the Tony Rich Project?
Wow. Just, yeah. Now I'll tell you.
You guys
are taking
weird.
Care of the dogs tomorrow. And I'm surprised she's not commenting on watching our Snapchat.
She's like, my mom's weird. My mom and her friends.
She already knows I'm weird.
Yeah.
Talia already. My kids already know.
I'm confirming I'm single forever, so I don't give a shit.
Oh, just
know that if we date and
if
break
we date,
up, I'm gonna send you a breakup mix, and you're gonna cry your eyes out. And it's going to be ugly girl cry, and it's going to be amazing. I'm also for hire.
Yes, you are. All right.
I mean, music-wise, of course.
Here we go.
You ain't nothing but a about ya. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free.
Deuces!
All right.
That is also on your playlist.
It is. I love that.
I wonder who created that. It must have been a fucking genius.
It was awesome.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Because you want, I'm all set now.
Oh, hold on, we gotta get to
wait,
the
wait, we gotta get to this now.
Wait, you can Snapchat me?
That was a good one, Reg.
Oh, thank you.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes, I got a lot of angry breakup songs, huh?
I mean, I gotta stay high all the time, but not to keep someone off my... I mean, no, no, that is not true, officers. Not true. Don't come for me. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. This is on my next.
Of course it is. Put the title, Bridget's Winning. Was Allure featuring 112, all correct?
112. Oh, I love that. Some of my faves.
What you got, Alicia?
Okay, let's do this.
Jesus, you don't again? From the way you talk. That's not fair. You played her whole fucking album. It's cheating.
This is my second song.
This
this is the third song.
No, it's my second one. Everybody, our intro was one.
Yeah, that still counts.
No, it doesn't.
The tip counts.
Like good a dream come
true. Fiesta and Adele.
Fiesta and Adele, the only time it tips count. Chance, you're here alone. Can I have a moment before I go?
Alright.
Yes.
You ready?
Oh, yes. And when she's gone, it's not warm when she's away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
I know.
That was far into the song. I wasn't gonna get to that, but you know.
I know. So, quick, what does that remind you of when you hear that song? Go! Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when he sings this on the episode. Remember? Remember?
Remember the Times, aka Michael Jackson? No.
You don't remember that episode?
Was that when he was dating Nia Long? When she was on there, when they were in college and shit?
Yes.
Oh, God.
He probably sang it to her. Okay, here you go. I can't believe you haven't brought this one up yet. I was sleeping. Motherfucker, that was the next one! You don't need. Fuck you! All this
delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees.
Fuck your face. So come on, let it go. Let it go, Bridget. Just let it just be. Let it be.
I cried many a time to that song.
Dude, it's like on every station all the time. Wow. It's number 9 on the friggin', what is it? The like iTunes top 10 right now. So,
really?
Yeah. Well played, my dear.
Yeah.
But were you ever a Family Ties woman?
Yes.
So do you remember when Alex P. Keaton broke up with his girlfriend?
Oh, I don't remember that part. But what did you think? I do.
I would do at this moment. When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes.
You just don't love me no more. I also just got a Snapchat back.
Ooh.
From Tali Rose.
Oh, what's she saying? Is she saying we're fucking weird?
Probably. Let's see what she says.
Okay. Ready?
Stop posting on your story or I'm unfriending you.
Well played. Oh, you just got
Tally Rose. Right now we're doing a podcast and we are having a battle of breakup songs. So that's what's happening and you're on the podcast.
Tally Rose. Right now we're doing a podcast.
You gotta play that
and
back.
We are having
I do.
A battle.
I might put this in my story so people understand it, right?
Well, you should have done that in the first place.
I'm gonna put it on the story and I'm gonna send it to Tally Rose. That's what's happening. So now everyone knows what's happening.
I feel like also this is a little passive aggressive and a little bit misguided. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. Like,
what, the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I came over with the, let's do the 90s off. And then I also brought up breakups. And you're like, breakups! And I was like, all right, well, because, you know, all right, you ready for mine?
I am.
Wait, oh no, I'm ready for yours. You played Talia's Snapchat, that doesn't count.
Oh yeah, ready?
You got your song?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, brought it back to the fucking beginning.
Hmm. Oh.
No, This is not even the one I wanted.
Is it the Peanut song?
It's not. Here we go.
Ice skating.
Sarah Bareilles, Breathe Again.
You think we're depressing people?
I don't think so. I think this is healthy. Talia Rose just Snapchatted me back.
And what's she saying now?
Mom, stop. With the eyes crossed.
You're embarrassed.
She's laughing. Nobody knows. Did she watch my last one?
Of course
probably.
She did.
Yes.
Would you like to hear my song?
I would. That was awesome. Yeah. That was a good one.
I'm winning.
No, I think we're... I don't know. I think we were, you know, pretty even. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've had... Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had some, you know... Yeah, I don't know. I've had some pretty good ones there, Bridge.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, continue.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
I'm about to.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had this already queued up, but...
Oh, well, talk about it a little bit, you know.
I don't even need to. No introduction.
Oh, good.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
Yes, yes, and yes. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
All right, I see you.
You see me?
And I'm going to raise you this.
We're an hour and 4 minutes. Or okay, now an hour and 5 minutes.
Alright, so this is like...
So this is going to be...
This is
the end all be all. I'm going to do... this is going to be my last song.
Okay.
Okay. It's gonna be my last song, and this is it. You know who this, what does this one remind you of? What show?
Beverly Hills 99
Teen Tamara. Who went on Teen Tamara?
Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
That was all about Roger.
I know, just look with your head.
Do I challenge myself?
So that's my... It's right straight from my heart. I want you now. I'll show you how.
Okay. Can I... Alright, I'm gonna play this song.
But then you want one more?
I kind of do, but I'm not sure if I want to hold on to it until the 90s off. But, oh, fuck. I'm in a rock and a hard place right now. Which one do I go with? Oh, my God. I mean, yes, no, I have to play this one.
I had to. We talked about Immature.
What is this?
Oh my God, this is one of Immature's first singles. Roger?
Yeah, I know.
And Immature?
I know. What is it?
I don't mind.
Oh, okay. Well then, I get a bonus. So, you ready from...
Yep.
You ready? Oh, wait.
I'm ready.
Hold on. Let me go to this one first, and then I'll bring up... And then I'll bring up my closer, because... Okay. Bitch ain't gonna let this fly. No.
Oh, I hate when you want to click to see who's seeing things.
Ready? Okay.
Bow down! Finish him! It has ended!
Oh, just soak it in, Alicia. I am the queen of this. Are we like really sad people right now?
No, but it's awesome.
Are we uncool?
No, totally not. We're okay. Hour and eight though.
Wait, I got
one more. We probably have absolutely no listeners left.
No, that's fine.
Only the music people are gonna like this. We'll appreciate
Sam's gonna
this.
Love this. So my last one is an epic song.
Is this the closer?
This is my closer.
Okay.
And I feel like you've lost that loving feeling.
Oh, I love you. You lost my mind.
so you snapped that, so that means I win.
No, that doesn't mean... Wait, that was not part of the rules.
Dear Samantha Barrett, you know what? I'm going to Snapchat her right now and be like... Dear Samantha Barrett, please tell Alicia that I won.
No, at least...
Listen to the bonus episode and tell them I won.
Yep.
I'm going to send this back to her. And I'm going to send this to Sam Frobar, and she's going to be like, I'm pregnant.
All right, do we have a closer so we can close this bitch out?
What would you like the closer to be?
We're at an hour and... Hold on.
Would you like it to be Adele? No, fuck that shit.
What should the closer be? We're at an hour and 10 minutes, because we definitely don't have any listeners left. I mean, we've snapped everything pretty much.
Let's go with...
What should the closer be? I hate how it plays back when it's video. Also, I hate that.
You should also put your shit on silent.
I try.
Wait. I got it. I got the closer.
Good night, Gloucester. That's amazing.
Good job. Bow down.
Episode 33 wrapped up in the books, bitches. An hour and 11 minutes. Good night, Gloucester.
Play us out, Tony. I don't know if that's his name.